Oftentimes, events line up in a way that seems to suggest that a benevolent God has one's interest, and oftentimes problems cluster together in a way that suggests that God is testing one. What is actually happening is that one's unconscious mind is so guiding one's actions as to bring about these event clusters. Thus, those who attribute such confluences to God are right in that they are right to attribute them to some sort of agency. Much of what is attributed to God, much of the purposiveness that appears to direct events that seem to be outside of our control, is rightly attributed to the unconscious. And much religious sentiment and conduct is really directed towards the unconscious. God is functioning as a kind of projection of one's unconscious, whereby one can interface with it and therefore control it. The specific conceits composing a given religion are often false, but those conceits are, at least sometimes, functioning as levers, as it were, whereby one can control one's own unconscious mind, and, therefore, whereby one can extend the dominion of one's own agency. To this extent, the irrationalities in religion are mere instruments whereby one can expand the scope of one's agency and, therefore, of one's rationality.